The Arkansas legislature will go back into session today following a three-day weekend. At stake in this year's fiscally focused session is the state's budget, and the current holdup for that is still whether lawmakers will continue the private option Medicaid expansion as part of the federal health law. A majority of lawmakers have already approved it and its funding, but the funding bill specifically is being held up by about 27 to 28 members of the Arkansas House. Jay Barth, a professor of political science at Hendricks College, is here to discuss some of the politics of the holdup. Jay, what are some of the things keeping these last few lawmakers from voting for the private option?
Well, I think it's a combination of forces. I think it's no single thing. Is that you clearly have some of the folks who are opposing, of course, opposed last year, and so they're really staying in sync with their previous view. We do have a handful of folks who have to date flipped, either voting no or not voting at all, who did support it a year ago. And it's a combination of things. I think it's clearly some folks who are still out of principle, concerned about this public policy. I think some other folks saying, you know, now is the time to kill it. It's going to get harder and harder and harder to kill the policy once more and more folks are covered by the insurance. I think you do have some folks who are doing it out of politics for political purposes. I think that Ann Clemmer, for instance, who did support it a year ago, now running for Congress and knows that among Republican primary voters, you know, this is a big deal. So there's no single reason, and that's why, you know, this is really going to be a vote-by-vote process, because every one of these members really has a different objection.
Okay, and still, and the governor's mentioned there'd be about an $89 million hole in the budget if lawmakers don't approve it this year, and you were saying it'd be harder and harder as it goes, but isn't it pretty hard even this year?
It's very difficult, and I think that that's what's so interesting about this impasse is that, you know, while some folks may oppose this measure, I think a lot more folks have problems with the fairly devastating impact that this would have on the budget as a whole, including the DHS budget. And so this is a big deal. It's hard to see how if there is continued rejection here, how this turns out in any way that's politically pretty for anyone, and certainly not very pretty in terms of the budget and the functioning of state government.
And you mentioned Ann Clemmer, and she's running for federal office, but many of these lawmakers are running for re-election for their state position that they're in right now. Today's the last day for candidates to file for political office. Tomorrow, could we see these few holdouts more willing to work with the private option as it is now to save the budget this term?
Yeah, I mean, it may open things up a little bit. The problem is the couple of legislators who seem to be the primary targets for getting to 75 are term limited, so they really, you know, aren't folks who would be affected by you know, getting an opponent in a primary. That said, there may be some other folks who have voted no and would like to continue to vote no, but if they get liberated by not having an opponent who would hit them on this issue, they may be able to consider it. Even though they voted no last year, they may now be in a little bit freed up position and can think about some of those longer term implications if this doesn't pass.
Okay. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette quoted you in an article yesterday morning that this impasse holds some historic significance. Could you explain that?
Yeah, well, the focus of the article was really on this fairly unique rule that Arkansas has that most all appropriations, with just a handful of exceptions, require three-fourths majorities in both houses. And most states don't have that. Most states, you know, have simple majorities. Arkansas has had this specific measure going back to 1934 as part of a Governor Futrell's very strong objections to the growth of government during his governorship in the height of the Depression. And, you know, he really took the tack that the way that government needed to respond was really to shrink itself. And so the Constitution was amended to require three-quarters vote for most appropriations. There are a handful, including education, that only requires a simple majority. You know, there have been a couple of efforts over the years to reduce that margin. There were proposed constitutions, new constitutions in 1970 and 1980 that would have lessened that number fairly significantly. Those failed, and so therefore we're really stuck with this 1934 provision that, you know, over most of the state, over the most of the last 75, 80 years has not been a big problem because they're, you know, these are mostly pretty, you know, non-controversial actions, and it was a one-party state, and there wasn't a lot of discord on this. But we are, with the rise of polarization and partisan division in the House and Senate, we're really starting to see this enter more and more. That said, I think, you know, we've not seen it happen just as importantly on as important an issue, a big an issue, as we are seeing it on this issue. And that's why, you know, it's getting so much attention right now.
All right. So, and kind of another, as you were just saying, kind of another another characteristic of now being a two-party state.
Yeah, it's part of it. And here we have in Obamacare and federal health care reform, you know, we really have the most polarizing issue in a very polarized time.
Okay. Jay Barth, thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Great. Thanks, Nathan.